America remembers 911.
All of a sudden, there was this unbelievable concussion and a thunderous crash, and it was so hot, it was suffocatingly hot in there. It was sucking the air out. It was. I knew that if I didn't get out quickly, that I was not going to make it. I would either be burned or suffocated.
When we heard the loud blast, I had time to cover my face, and then everything started shaking. Everything went black. The wall, the back wall, had fallen, and you could see straight back. And that's when I started noticing there was other civilians back there, and everybody was starting to come to. And I stayed behind, and I started screaming to them, "Come towards me. There's a way out. Come towards me. Calm down."
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me as I fall into. And I will be right next to you. Engine drivers headed north to Pleasant Street. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la.
America remembers 911.
The realization that war has come to us, I mean, that this kind of violence has come to us, and it's a feeling that I had from that moment for several weeks, and I can't really describe it adequately because it was not a good feeling at all.
Americans are supposed to come to the aid of each other. When there's a war, we come together and we fight like bandits together. And when it all sells out, we all go back to our prospective holes. We're like boxers. We come together to fight. We get through fighting, we go back to our prospective corners. We got to get together.
We are approaching 9:59 in the morning on September 11th, 2006. And of course, it was at 9:59 in 2001 that after burning for approximately 56 minutes from the impact of Flight 175, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed, covering Lower Manhattan in a gray-white cloud of dust and debris. It's 10:02 and a half on a Monday morning, September 11th, 2006, and at 10:03, approximately, seismic conditions say it happened at 10:06, but the record says at 10:03, United Airlines Flight 93 crashed into a coal mining area southeast of Pittsburgh in Somerset County. Thank you.
Daddy didn't come home last night, and he won't be back next year. There's an empty place at our table now, and our eyes are wet with tears.
And recorded by a 16-year-old young lady. Today's the fifth anniversary of tragedies in New York City and in Washington, D.C., and of course the plane crash in Pennsylvania. About a month after that horrible day, some musicians got together to put on a concert for New York City. Going to play a couple of songs in that by Billy Joel and then by James Taylor.
Thank you. seen the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the Empire State laid low. And life went on beyond the palisades. They all bought Cadillacs and left here long ago. We held a concert out in Brooklyn to watch the island bridges blow. They turned our power down and drove us underground, but we went right on with the show. I see the lights go out on Broadway. I saw the ruins at my feet. You know we almost didn't notice it. We've seen it all the time. I fought They burned the churches up in Harlem, like in the Spanish Civil War. The flames were everywhere, but no one really cared. It always burned up there. Took over Mexico. There are not many who remember. They say a handful still survive. To tell the world about the way the lights went out, to keep the memory alive.
Billy Joel from the Concert for New York City. It's held about a month after the tragedies of September 11th. Got about 18 minutes to go before I leave today. And then after that, we're going to try very hard to get ourselves back into the music mode. It's not easy to do, but as Heather said this morning, and as a lot of people have said since the tragedy of 9/11, you do have to move on. So at 10:30 this morning, Gary James will be back at his regular spot. At noon, however, we will be playing along with a lot of stations across the country. We will be playing Taps. At 2 o'clock, nationwide effort to play All You Need Is Love at 2 o'clock. And we hope you're there for us with that. Let's get back to the concerts in New York City. We've got a couple more songs here. We've got one from James Taylor.
When this whole world starts getting down, and people are just too much for me to face, I'm gonna climb up to the top of the stairs and all my cares and dust in space. Oh, on the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world down below, it don't bother me. No, 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 no. So when I come home, feeling tired and beat, I'll have to go up where the air, yeah, is fresh and sweet for you. Won't look far away from the hustle and crowd and all that rat race noise, yeah, I've been still. Oh, on the roof, that's the only place I know. Up in the city, babe, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go. In the middle of my town, well, I found a paradise. Just about trouble proof, I know now. And if this old world starts a getting you down, there's room in the floor to get up on.
America remembers 911.
I was standing on top of a car at one point on the hood, yelling to folks to try and get them to help me to organize to get evac'd out, to use their cars or their SUVs or whatnot to take the patients to the nearest hospital. I can see in my mind a secretary with a red blouse, you know, the building's on fire, thousands of people are running and screaming out of the building, and she came in and said, "What can I do?" Just wonderful, wonderful stories that I truly will never forget.
The spirit of this nation, I think, is so indomitable, so strong. We just have to go ahead and forge ahead and not cower, not back away. If there's any message from us moving back to these identical spaces, rubbery-kneed as I am, it's that we're going to do what we do and carry on.
The second that I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen.
It exploded in a ball of flames, engulfing the landmark in black billowing smoke. 50,000 people work in the trade complex. The plane was believed to be American Flight 11 from Boston to Los Angeles with 92 on board.
The explosion is incredible! Oh my God!
When you're weary.
feeling small.
You just couldn't outrun this cloud of dust.
When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them off.
That's what's got me most upset is the firing of the people still in the building. I know they didn't make it.
I'm on your side.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
Giuliani says the loss of life will be horrendous.
And friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay.
They were lying on the floors, coming down the stairs. A lot of people had asthma attacks while they were coming down. It was bad.
People are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
When you're down and out.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my God.
When you're on the street. When evening falls.
There are reports 9 survivors have been found. Officials are continuing to sift through the rubble.
I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over trouble.
Has been completely evacuated. It's very quiet.
Just under an hour after the crash at the World Trade Center, a third aircraft slammed into the west side of the Pentagon here in Washington.
It was an American Airlines plane. He could see the number on the plane. He could almost see the passengers inside.
There are obviously heavy casualties at the Pentagon.
100-foot section of the Pentagon outer ring is completely taken out, collapsed, burning.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
Certainly is something short, if not actually at the level, of an act of war.
It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life.
I remember the day President Kennedy was assassinated, and I'll remember this day as well.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
One life when it's
On 10:28 on Monday morning, September 11, 2006, and it was at this exact moment, 5 years ago today, that as if being split down the center, the North Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed in the same exact manner as the South Tower had, in a free fall upon itself. A lot of questions that remain from that September morning 5 years ago today. But one thing is true, one thing we know is true, and one thing is indisputable. Nearly 3,000 people died in a gutless, cowardly attack on this nation. And since that day, nearly 2,000 more have died in a war in Iraq. So the death toll continues. I hope this morning in some way has brought you some consolation. It's been a difficult show to do, and I'm sure it's been a difficult show to listen to. There were some of us who lost people that we knew, and even if we didn't know anyone, they were Americans, they were our brothers and sisters. As I said earlier, 115 nations lost people in the attacks on New York City and on the Pentagon and in an airplane in Pennsylvania. To all of them, may God bless them all. Tomorrow morning, Heather and I will be back, hopefully bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to rock and roll your world again. Gary James is coming in next as we're about to go back to our normal mode of music as we try to entertain you through the day. But we're going to leave you with one final Bruce Springsteen song, a song that far too many people remember from the day after 9/11. It's called You're Missing. Until tomorrow morning, for Heather and for the 2000. May God bless you. May God bless America.
Dust on my shoes, nothing but teardrops.